It's episode 139 of the Ottawa What podcast. I'm Aman Bashir. With me is Keegan Ahn, Rob Atrell. And our guest today is the most recent winner of The Shot, Patrick Rock. How's it going, Pat?
Pretty good. How are you?
Can I call you? I'm good. Can I call you Pat?
Most people do. Most
I
people
default to nicknames and it's a problem. But anyway, so Pat, you see in front of us, we have some beer. Rob, what are we drinking today?
This bye week, we have a beer from Muskoka Brewery. Yeah, it's every 2 weeks, right?
It's going, yeah.
This one is called Shinnick Stout, which I'm guessing, well, actually I know Keegan picked it out, but I could tell just from the beer it is that Keegan picked it out.
I like stouts.
They, I haven't had it yet, but deep roast flavor is what I'm told it's got. So,
A little bit smoky. Eh?
Intended to warm you up after a chilly late night dip is what I'm told from their website. So, how's it taste?
It's good. It's very dark. I like dark beers.
Yeah.
And smoky. One thing I will say, and I don't really know what makes a beer like thick, and the stouts are usually pretty thick. This one's kind of, it's not as thick as I'd like, you know, it tastes kind of like a regular beer with maybe some smoke flavor. Unless Muskoka is listening, and then to your thumbs.
You're saying nothing.
Send
now.
Some more.
Oh, okay. I noticed right away the coffee in this, and sure enough, there is Muskoka Roastery is apparently a thing. And I've gone on this kick where I really like coffee and beer. I don't know what it is. I think coffee and chocolate. Maybe I just really like coffee. Mm-hmm. But, but anyway, it's good. Yeah, it's not bad. What do you think, Pat?
I do like the smokiness and the coffee flavor as well.
Yeah.
I'm going to be in the contrary of you. I do like how it's not as thick because it's kind of the best of both worlds. You got your little, kind of your draft, normal draft beer with like a little bit of a stout in it.
Yeah.
Light, but it tastes good.
Yeah, right. Those thick beers, I find you can only drink like
one or two.
Yeah, very, very rich. Yeah.
They're heavy. Yeah. So we'll drink that throughout the episode. So with that, Pat, I want to learn. So obviously, you know, you were the winner of the shot, which is which we can get to. But let's start off with your story. So first of all, where are you from?
I'm from Ottawa. I'm from here. Born and raised here. I lived in Westboro when I was a kid. Moved into Peon. Was there since I'm still there.
Yeah, I guess.
I was a hockey player originally. So all I did was play hockey, and now I'm a musician.
Interesting. And
there's a couple things in between, but
yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Well, talk a bit about being a. Let's start with being a hockey player. So, you're a hockey player from whenever to whenever.
Yeah, I started when I was 9, I believe, in organized hockey.
Yep.
And it became my passion for sure. I had no idea I wanted to be a musician whatsoever. Sure. I did sing in the shower a few times. but no, I really, really had a passion for hockey. I wanted to be a professional hockey player. I wanted to go to school for hockey, do that type of thing.
Yep.
I ended up playing junior hockey in Ottawa, like Brockville, a few places. Yep. And then I ended up getting the opportunity to try out overseas. I played a little bit in Finland, played a season in Switzerland.
Very cool.
And some things happened and I stopped playing hockey. My dad passed away.
Oh, sorry.
So, I don't know. I guess I just turned into a musician after that.
Interesting.
Really, really interesting. Yeah.
Well, can you speak to that transition?
There's a little more depth to it, I guess. I mean, my dad was ill for 6 years and I know he really wanted to see me go play hockey overseas and I really wanted to play. And so I did that. And I guess it all started when I was over there, had a roommate. He actually ended up coming to North America. He was a European from Slovakia. Yep. And he ended up going to North America to play pro here.
Yep.
And I stayed there. And so I was the only non-Swiss Italian person on the team.
Wow.
And so I had my own apartment. And kind of was lonely, right?
Yeah.
And so got a guitar from a random store. Yep. Never played before. And I kind of went from there, started writing some songs, and I was like, oh, geez, you know what? I like this. I like this a lot.
So you hadn't dabbled with guitar or songwriting?
A couple times in high school on the weekend, like my buddy introduced it to me, but no, I never had a guitar. I never played any guitar, but I did have a friend who was kind of into it.
Sure.
And so I'd go over to his house and like, I'd be like, oh, what's that?
Yeah. That helps.
You know, like,
yeah.
And so, no, not until I was 23 did I really like grab a guitar and like say, oh, I wouldn't mind learning this.
That makes sense.
You know? And I, from there, it just kind of was a complete transformation.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I came home. My dad passed away that summer, so I definitely wasn't going to play hockey again. Staying back with the family and whatnot, and I kind of made that transformation from there.
Interesting.
And so now it's just it's music.
And that's sort of your world now.
It is. I'm really glad I had that transition as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I've never been musically inclined. I didn't do any of that in high school or even younger, really. But I did try to pick up just various instruments along the way, you know, after I turned 20. And I found it particularly difficult because, you know, you're so used to sort of maybe not mastering, but becoming proficient in so many skill sets that it's really hard to start over in any skill set. So as a person who was clearly a good hockey player in that you were playing semi-professionally.
Yeah.
Could you walk us through what it was like to take on that new challenge?
Yeah, I mean, it's always hard, but I think I felt within myself that there's some sort of like deep kind of, it went back further. I don't know why.
Sure.
And I just kind of knew I wanted to be a musician. So you'd have those times and like, even now, like I'm not the best guitar player, to be honest.
Okay.
But do you know what I mean? Like you'd have those times like, geez, like I really shouldn't be doing this. Like really putting is this really my passion? Like, I don't know if I can play that well.
Yeah.
Right. And it's like one of those things that if you keep sticking with it and kind of know your passion and stay with that. Yeah. I mean, it kind of prevails, right? Like,
that makes sense.
You'll get better and better regardless.
Yep.
And you kind of don't notice the progression along the ways.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kind of. So I know my mom always tells me, you know, kind of be grateful for the small steps of progression.
Yeah.
Because when you're actually doing it, you don't notice the progression, right?
Right, right.
So I go from learning a couple chords to being able to do a little bit more.
Yep.
And you don't notice that because you're doing it every single day.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you look from stage one, 2 years ago, to stage whatever it is now, it's a big difference.
Yeah,
and it's just because you don't notice those little progressions. I'm trying to myself be grateful for those as well, because you honestly, like if you look at the little ones, you're not gonna see the progression. You're like, oh man, am I really going anywhere?
Right.
You can't see it on the way.
It's hard to see.
It's very hard to see it on the way. So,
yeah, absolutely. Interesting.
Keeping kind of an open mind that no one can go from 0 to 100.
Yeah, that, you know that makes sense. Absolutely.
Was helpful.
Yeah. And are you self-taught?
Yes. I do take a little bit of pride in that. I'm starting to be a little more open to like learning things and like learning and vocal. Cause you know, you always, you're going to get selfish. Right? You're like, oh, I'm self-taught. This would be cool to be able to say, but totally. Honestly, no one gets to the top by themselves. So
it's really
kind of, you open your mind to learning as well. So
makes sense.
I probably won't be self-taught the whole way through.
Yeah.
You know what
that
I mean?
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Interesting. So, you know, all of that led, and I do want to get more into the process of getting there, but all of that led you to the shot. And then, you know, we referenced it earlier, So first of all, what is the shot? And second of all, how did you get involved?
It's the same competition in Canada. I got involved actually the season prior to this.
Okay.
And I went to audition. I actually got cut. Again, that was my first year into music. So sure, I went to go sing and play my original song. And I got cut, I guess, at, I think, the second stage of it.
Okay.
Sure. So there's a bunch of stages.
Yeah, it's within a month, typically.
Yep.
And I met a friend actually there. He's from Ottawa. He won last year.
Oh, cool.
Hey. Which is interesting. So Ottawa's representing right now. Yeah, we got two wins so far, guys.
Not bad.
So, I got cut second stage in, and then I saw it come around again. I was like, oh, you know what? I'm gonna do this again and try to win.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So it was about 400 to 500 people auditioning. It's not crazy huge, but it's definitely on its way up.
Sure.
And you had people coming from all around Canada. You had someone in Vancouver. I know the year I did get cut, there was someone from Bahamas.
Is that right?
Yeah. So there's people definitely coming from all over the place. And yeah, it's just one of those things, right? anything to kind of get a exposure. So you're looking, I was looking on the internet, I was like, oh, here's a show or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna get involved.
That makes sense.
Yep.
Where was it this past season?
Predominantly in Kitchener,
okay.
Waterloo, but the final was in Toronto, so it's really that GTA area.
Makes sense.
Where yeah. it's held. I know, I think the founder, like CJ Allen, he's living in Kitchener, so I feel like that's why it's based there.
Sure.
But there was a lot of cool things that happened this year. There was a lot of good judges on the panel, and Rick Barker. So yep. he was Taylor Swift's formal manager,
right?
And
okay.
he's part of the prize package this year, which is really cool. So he's mentoring me for a year, which
that's huge.
Yeah. So it's going to be a lot of fun to see where that takes me. And
absolutely.
And yeah. I got to go to Nashville.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that was kind of cool.
Which yeah. is awesome.
Yeah.
So you won the shot. How many stages did you have to go through or like I didn't see the show, so what was the format type?
Yeah, there was probably, let me see here, because it'd be every weekend, yep. and sometimes it'd be two cuts each weekend, sometimes it'd be one, right? So yep. I'm going to say about five stages.
Sure. Yep.
So the initial auditions, cuts, yep. The next one, cuts, yep. and yep. then there'd be like your quarterfinal, I guess you could say, and then your semifinal, and then your final.
Right.
So about five okay. stages, yeah, and sense. All over like over the span of 4 weeks. Yeah.
Yeah, so was there like a performance and then a cut, and were those different?
Yeah, in the yeah. final, there was actually it was the top 10,
right?
And so we all made it to the top 10, or the 10 of us made it to the top 10, and yep. it was pretty exciting to say the least. Because I know all of us were thinking like, "Geez, it was really just a good experience to collaborate with people." Because
yeah.
you'd make friends right with these people yeah. over yeah. the month, because every weekend you're seeing them,
right?
And so we were pretty pumped up just to get to the top 10. And then there was a cut after that. You'd play one song and then there'd be a cut yeah. and that was done by the judges.
Okay.
The final was decided by the audience, online votes, and a portion by the judges as well.
Okay. At what point in any of the stages or even in that last top 10 piece, at what point did you realize that, you know, holy crap, this is happening or this could happen or... Or did you know from the get-go that you were going to win it?
No, definitely not. I definitely didn't think I was going to win at any point, really.
Sure.
I don't know. I owe it to my family and my friends. I swear, they're the audience, they just went crazy. I had like 25, 30 people come.
Oh, that's great.
Right, from Ottawa. Absolutely. So that's good, right?
That's big,
so
yeah.
there's a lot of people yeah. to bring down. And so like, because the audience is worth a lot of votes, and when people get... kind of when they get cut, right?
Yeah.
All their fans have to transfer to someone. Mm-hmm. So no, you gotta owe it to like the audience. I don't know. I just I didn't really think I was gonna win at any point. Even top four, I didn't really think so. But
mm-hmm. Interesting.
It was surprising.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, you never think you're gonna win. I don't know, right? There's a lot of guests. I wasn't the best technical singer by any means either. I mean, okay. so you never think you're gonna win. Mm-hmm. Just. When it happens.
Hey, yeah,
I mean, absolutely. If you do think it, I don't know.
That's it.
You know, so.
So you must have been especially overwhelmed when you did.
I was. I didn't even know what to, like, do.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so
people go, woo! I literally just was like,
Is that right?
I'm not, seriously, I would just put my hands, like, I remember just watching the repeat of my.
So you did watch it, okay.
Yeah, and it was just kind of weird. I was like,
Yeah.
You know, because you don't think it's going to happen.
Right.
Right. Even if you know there's a chance, like, I feel like no one really is like, yeah, I'm taking it.
Yeah.
No problem.
That makes sense.
No, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so it's like, it's one of those things.
Absolutely. That's so huge.
No, it was cool.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you won the competition. That means you got to work with, you said Rick Barker?
Yeah. He's going to be mentoring me kind of. Just like we'd be Skype call once in a while and stuff. I went down to Nashville. We had a couple of meetings, that type of thing.
Yep.
I don't know exactly where it's going to take me.
Yep.
We're going to kind of see where it goes, right? Yep. I mean, he's giving me some tips, things to do. Just a mentor. But, mm-hmm. you know, hopefully that we take that as far as we can.
Absolutely.
Do you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Interesting.
Had you been to Nashville before?
No. I've never really been in the States, actually. I just crossed the border.
Right.
about an hour over the border prior to that.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it was really cool. I really, 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 really liked Nashville. You'd go in the main street, they call it Broadway Street.
Yep.
And 10 a.m. in the morning, kid you not, the three-level bars.
Yeah.
They'll have literally a band or a performer on each floor. It's 10:30 in the morning.
Oh, wow.
It's not right.
And yeah, this is like on a Wednesday. And you're like, oh, what's going on here, right? Mm-hmm. So it's crazy. It's just everyone's there for music.
Absolutely.
And so it kind of opens your eyes, right? There's a lot of people wanting the same thing.
Yeah. I get that.
So.
All right. Not bad.
It's inspiring. It's intimidating at the same time, you know?
It's everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now that you're, you know, back, so you're back from Toronto, you're back from Nashville, you find yourself performing around the city or?
I'm trying my best. You know, I'm predominantly just an original artist, so I don't generally do covers. I really am trying to focus on producing my own product and hopefully, you know, getting that played on the radio or, you know, just getting people like that, hopefully, right?
That's
what you hope for. And so that's kind of where my efforts are right now.
Makes sense.
And so because of that, you don't get tons of shows that are original, right? You'll get the odd one, right? Some showcases and stuff like that. But I'm really working on the material to put out on the album that we're going to be working on this year and next. So
makes sense.
Yeah.
And any shows coming up?
Yeah. I December 22nd, I'll be playing at Live in Elgin. I'll be from 8 or 9 to 11 p.m. It's going to be three other artists showcasing as well. Very strong performers. So I do suggest you come out.
Awesome.
Because it's going to be a good show.
Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah.
All right. With that, let's... So you brought your guitar.
I did.
It would be awesome if you can play a song.
Oh, okay. I could.
So, yeah, let's maybe jump to that, and then we'll get back into some of other things going on in your world.
Cool. Awesome. I'm gonna play...
Yeah, absolutely. Talk about the song. What do you?
Yeah, I'm gonna play a new song that I wrote yesterday. So I mean, anything could happen.
Yep.
Cool. But I mean, I think that's what this is for, right?
That, exactly. Absolutely. No, that's good.
It's just freestyle, I guess.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So this one's called. It's kind of in the midst of getting a name. We're calling it, I say admit it all in a lot in the song. So generally when you say something a lot,
sure,
you just kind of can name it that.
Yeah.
But maybe it's not, because I don't know if I like the name. I don't know. Yeah. But it's I wrote this one the other day. So hopefully you guys like it. Should I just go whenever?
Yeah, whenever. Absolutely.
So we could go to war. We could just be smart. Open up our hearts. No, we'll just stay where we are. Cause the easy way out isn't really our thing. I guess taking that ride wouldn't be interesting. But let's figure this out. Cause it doesn't seem to work when you're hurt and I'm hurt. Trading negative words with you stuck in one place. Constantly fighting, but I see your face and it hits me like lightning. And I'm forced to feel something I've missed. I'm not used to feeling like this. Where did it all go wrong? Admit it all. Admit it all, we used to be so in love. Back in our younger days, we used to say nothing could break us, not even time. Why did we change our minds? Where did it all go wrong? Admit it all to me. Admit it all. Yeah, we were close when you were home. I remember the days that we would just go. Yeah, we would just go and nothing could stop us, cause we would just roll with it. I miss those times when I think of the old living, but enough of that. Let's think of the present, let's think of the now, and what we're left with, and what we've messed with. Try acceptance instead of always fleeing. We could try to be open, solve the problem, and stop the bleeding. We could try to be better. I'm not saying we could fix it, I'm just saying we can start just by listening. So where did it all go wrong? Admit it all, admit it all. We used to be so in love. In our younger days, we used to say nothing could break us, not even time. Why did we change our minds? Where did it all go wrong? Admit it all to me. Admit it all. We used to be so in love. Oh, oh, oh. We used to be so in love. We used to to be so in love. Oh, oh, we used to be so in love. Oh, we used to be so in love. Oh, we used to be so in love. Oh, so where did it all go wrong? Admit it all, admit it all. We used to be so in love. Back in our younger days, we used to say nothing could break us, not even time. Why did we change our minds? Where did it all go wrong? Admit it all to me. Admit it all.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah.
Great.
You wrote that last night.
Two nights ago.
Oh, there you go.
Can you talk us through, like, the process? You know, I find it so
singing the same thing
so interesting that, you know, like, you have a song that just comes together with the music and the lyrics and everything, but then I'm interested, like, where does that come from? You know, like, what do you start with?
It always, you know, when it always changes, right? So sometimes you'll be like jamming on the guitar and you'll be like, oh, I dig it,
yeah,
right? And then you'll be like, okay, I'm gonna put some lyrics to this. And that's generally how it happens with me. I have had times where I'll just be like going down, I'll listening to someone else's song,
right?
You know, one of like someone I like or something, and kind of taking an idea from them, almost stealing it, but not.
It's like
kind of inspiration, right, from it. And then next thing you know, I'll be walking along by myself without their music, and I'll be like, okay, I kind of have like kind of a, you know, there's no instrument by any means, but you're kind of coming up with like words or something that's rhyming or something catchy. Predominantly, it's gonna, with me, I'm gonna play something first, or almost do it at the same time, kind of like play a chord and at the same time have like a word come out that's gonna sound good with the chord, maybe.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So it's kind of a combo deal when I do it. I'm not, honestly, I'm not trained in any aspect, whether it be in any aspect of music, really. So I just do it. So for me, that's kind of how it works. I'm more of a freestyler. And then if it sounds good when I freestyle it, I write it, and then I'll switch it to make it better.
Right.
If that makes sense. Yeah.
Okay. Well, so even with that, you know, I guess it's hard to say because every song's different, but, you know, can you give me or us an example of how many iterations of a song you might go through before you're finally like, okay, this is it?
Honestly, I'm not as good as I should be with that. I don't take enough time to go through it multiple times. If you're going to make a really good song, you do have to go through it multiple times.
Right.
Right now, I'm in the process of just like getting everything out.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean? Cool. As many times I can write a song, the better. Yep. And then kind of when you have that, I don't know, package of 20, 30 songs. I have 20, 30 songs.
Okay.
But are they good? Half of them, I don't think they're good. Right?
Sure.
So it's like one of those things that you want to get 20, 30 good songs. Yep. And then out of that, go over them and see which ones are kind of those, the big ones, the good ones, and kind of go through them multiple times at that point.
Yep.
And come up with a good product.
That makes sense.
Right?
Yeah.
So I know I have this thing on Instagram and Twitter, I always say actively songwriter, actively trying to write a good song, right? That's kind of my thing. Cause like, you know what? You can write a song that sounds good and whatnot, but like, it's hard. It's hard to get a really, really good song that people
has to resonate.
You know, I appreciate it and it's going to resonate with them. So like, I'm right now actively trying to write a good song.
Makes
still
sense.
Always. So yeah.
You mentioned that, you know, just by hearing other music or sometimes just by jamming, that's how you get, sort of, that's your inspiration for the music itself, or, you know, whatever you play. And sometimes simultaneously or otherwise you come up with the words afterwards. What do you find is the inspiration you draw from when it comes to your lyrics, when it comes to your words?
You know, it can really vary, right? Because so it can be from anything, like, you know, a night at the bar to something super meaningful, you know, like maybe about my dad or something.
Yeah.
Or, you know, girlfriend.
Yes. Good correction. Nice
there
going.
You go. Yeah. It can be about anything, really, right? So,
yeah.
I mean, you kind of always, a lot of songs do come down to a relationship with a significant other.
Yep.
I won't lie, I have a few, right? But I get, you know, it varies. It really does. Kind of like I've written some songs that are more on the funny side, or one of my favorite songs, my friend's favorite songs, actually. I actually wrote this on the bus. Okay. It's called I Can't Take No More. Unfortunately, I won't play it for you guys today, just because it is one of those songs that does have some rap in it. And sure, if I do sing another one for you, it probably won't be a rap song, because this one kind of was like a little...
Sure, yeah.
It's honestly just about things I saw.
Okay,
yeah.
Being downtown Ottawa. Cool. So some of it was, a stretch. Like, right, you take something, and mm-hmm. then you'll kind of stretch the truth on it,
yeah,
sometimes, right?
Yeah.
But it won't be, it's not like it's not the truth, because it's the truth for something.
Yeah.
And it's the idea mm-hmm. behind it. So if I saw, I know in one of my songs, I'm like, I saw this homeless man on the street begging. He took a beating, but he just keeps staying. And that's like one of my lyrics, because I saw this homeless guy on the street begging, took a beating, but it wasn't meaning like he took a beating.
Right. Yeah, right. Yeah,
but he's
yeah.
taking a beating being out there. It's cold.
Absolutely. Sure, yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, in that song, I did, just whatever I saw, boom, put it on the paper. Cool.
From real life. Yeah.
So it varies. Honestly, it can be something you completely fabricate in your mind.
Yeah.
Right? You dream it, and then boom, didn't happen to you, but it happened to someone.
Yeah.
Right? Sense. So.
And Patrick, what do you listen to? Like, what, I'm trying to like place.
Oh, geez.
Your music.
This is a good one.
Nice.
Yeah. I think my number one inspiration has to be Ed Sheeran, just because he, if you listen to especially his older stuff, he has so much. I'm very into hip hop,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah. Cool.
But I'm also into like singer-songwriter vibe too. Mm-hmm. So he has like the whole kind of package, right? He brings everything in one genre, which I really, really enjoy.
Yeah.
That being said, I love a lot of soul artists, love a lot of rap. I mean, Eminem, Gavin DeGraw. Mm-hmm. There's so many that I like, it's just ridiculous. So it's like, it's all over the map, right?
Yeah.
I'll listen to rap music, but I'll listen to like really soft stuff. I really like Chris Stapleton recently, especially. Like, okay, he's been like,
cool.
He's a country artist. So.
Yeah, got it.
But it's neat to see it all like come together, because, you know, a lot of the times when there's stuff that's taken from a lot of the places, it can be a mess, but it's neat to see like when it works, when you put it together.
Yeah, absolutely. Right, because that could also not work. But in this case, it obviously seems to, but interesting. Ah, good stuff. We have a segment that we do every episode. Keegan, what is the segment?
Our segment today, like every day, is Classic Ottawa. It's our news segment. And I have these news headlines that I'll tell you guys about what is going on in Ottawa. Okay.
Sure. Yeah, okay. Go for it. Whenever you're ready.
Yeah. The federal government is set to release a new ad campaign this week to dissuade young drivers from driving while under the influence of drugs. The ad features a group of teens doing illicit substances while driving to a party, which some youths are calling out of touch. "No one drives to parties anymore, bro," said one source. "Everything's in the cloud now."
Oh my God.
That's my cool friend.
Yeah, absolutely.
I have lots of cool young friends.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You're dating yourself.
Operation Red Nose, a volunteer service that helps drive people home from holiday parties, will not be operating in Ottawa this season. The organization suggests that partygoers who have had too much to drink should instead wait an hour for a bus before getting sick of waiting and just walk home.
That also seems weirdly personal to you.
It's very Ottawa, I would say.
Yeah.
Patrick, your thoughts on OC Transpo? Yay or nay?
No comment.
No comment.
Smart
That's
move.
As good as a nay.
Yeah.
An Ottawa man has been charged for undertaking a November robbery spree, in which he held up 7 banks. The man is being charged with 13 counts of robbery, as well as 7 counts of wearing a disguise, an obscure charge that is usually reserved for mall Santas. A fire broke out on the roof of the Queensway Carlton Hospital this past weekend. Firefighters raised some eyebrows with their response to the fire, as they insisted that "we don't need no water, let this mother burn."
Oh my God.
And no one died in the fire.
No. Okay,
otherwise, I have
thank
to
you
say,
for saying that. Yes, absolutely.
My wife forced me to say no one died, so it's funny. And finally, the Ottawa Senators had a particularly miserable outing last weekend, losing 5-0 to the Jets. What's worse than a 5-0 loss? A 5-0 loss, and then you still have to spend the night in Winnipeg. And that was the news this week. Do you guys see that game?
Yeah, I did.
It was brutal if you're a Sens fan, and awesome if you own Connor Hellebuyck in your fantasy pool.
Which you do. Yeah, yeah, good for you. That's all right.
Do you still follow hockey then? Like,
you know what? Not as much as I'd like to.
Yeah, it's interesting because you played at a high level.
It's one of those things, right? So it's, I don't know. It's hard to watch sometimes, right? You got friends in the NHL and stuff. You're like, oh, man.
I guess
I missed that.
Oh, yeah, I guess you would.
At the same time, when you're on, your focus is kind of a switch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's hard to have that time, right? So, I mean, you know, I got a full-time job. Got a full-time music on the side. So right, it's like one of those things, right?
You have to sit down for like...
It's very hard to... I don't ever miss the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Because I do love hockey so much. I still, like, to this day, I do try to catch every game I can, but it's not as much as I like to, for sure.
I get that. So what is it about the playoffs? Just the stress of it, or...
Well, I can't miss the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Yeah, I guess. That's all right. Yeah, I guess so. So before, or I guess growing up or otherwise, were you a Sens fan? Were you another, like,
team? Do you know, I guess,
did you ever have a team?
Yeah, I did. I always had a Ottawa in my heart because, you know, I'm from Ottawa. I'm born in Ottawa. I always want Ottawa to win number one over anyone. Yep. Yep. I did like Detroit for a period of time. I really, 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 really liked Pavel Datsyuk. I thought he was just out of control good.
Yeah, yeah,
right. And so they call him the Magic Man, right? Because his hands are just so so nice, man.
Sure, absolutely.
Right? So he could just do crazy stuff with the puck, so... I liked them for a while there, but no, Ottawa's my number one team. I do like Toronto too. Like, people who like Ottawa don't like Toronto, but I like everywhere.
Yeah, that's good.
Who's Canadian, I think.
Yeah, good stuff. You know? Yeah,
so.
Not bad.
Yeah. I'm an Ottawa fan though, for sure.
Yeah, good stuff. Just not actively watching
something. You know, once in a while I catch it. I caught a game last week. I caught that Winnipeg game.
You did? There you go. Well, yeah. That's too bad. The scheme of games,
also been in Winnipeg and understand what you were saying there.
Yeah, exactly. That's all right.
Yeah.
So when we bring on musicians on this show, we often like to talk about how they see the city and whether it's conducive for making music, performing music, or otherwise. And we've heard sort of a mixed opinions. I'm just curious, where do you land when it comes to it? What do you think of the music scene in Ottawa?
It's what you make it. I mean, you know what? A lot of people say, Ottawa, we don't have a very strong music industry or whatever you want to call it, right? Yeah. Or then Toronto is better, or Vancouver is better. LA, New York, obviously.
Right.
Nashville. Yeah. Nashville is better.
Sure.
But in all honesty, I feel like you gotta, you know, and there's a right way to look at it, in my opinion. You really gotta kind of, if you gotta get a fan base, okay, in your own city. So instead of looking at the city being the problem, you know, looking get bigger in the city.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not that there's a shortage of music, right?
Yeah.
You can play. If you get a fan base, you can play anywhere you want.
Sure.
So building yourself up in one city prior to saying, oh, I need to move to Toronto, that's what's going to make it for me.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
By all means, like, is there more opportunity? Sometimes there is.
Right.
But you need to be, I think you need to be able to build yourself up where you are. Instead of blaming the city, because I do know a lot of people do say, you know, there's nothing in Ottawa. I like Ottawa for, I mean, the most out of everywhere I've been, just because it does have a lot of stuff going on. it does have a lot of stuff going on, you know? It doesn't, like, necessarily have as much music stuff going on as Toronto, Nashville, LA, sure. New York.
Yep.
But, getting away from the music side, you know, it has a lot going on, and it's not as hectic at the same time. So it's a nicer place to be, in my opinion. But when it getting back to the music, you can't blame the city if you don't think it's happening enough, because you really got to build your own, you know, build where you are first.
Yeah,
I think.
And that
I feel
makes
like
sense.
A lot of people don't kind of realize that,
right?
And say, fuck, I go to LA, I'm making it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you know what I mean? So
yeah. There are steps
in
between.
That's kind of my take on it. I don't know.
Makes sense. You know? Well, how did you build yourself up?
I'm not built up yet. I'm in the process of building myself up.
Okay. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Any ways in which
I'm trying to get better on social media. I think, like, you know, social media is not everything, but everything nowadays.
Sure, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So it's, it's one of those things, like I'm really bad at social media, but I'm getting a couple tips from people, and
right.
And it's something to get good at, and that's a good way to promote yourself. I mean, I got business cards now.
Hey,
I mean, that's a step in the right direction.
Absolutely,
right?
It is. Yeah.
Absolutely. So, I'll be in an Uber and I'll just be like, hey, you like music? Yeah. Here's my card.
Yeah.
You want to hear something?
And you probably feel like a salesman at times because of it.
And honestly, it's awkward, man.
Yeah.
It's awkward until it becomes tradition.
Right.
Yeah. It's just what you do. I mean, it's part of the trade. You got to be able to put the work in.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it sucks sometimes, man.
Yeah.
Albeit, like, even on stage, right? You want people to sing along to your songs, but, like, you don't want to put the work in and make them sing along to songs. Like, when I'm there, sing the song.
Right. Yeah, I'll say it.
And you repeat the chorus and continuously, because, you know, that's part of it. You got to be deliberate. And it's weird and it's awkward.
Yeah.
And eventually,
it catches on.
Yeah. It catches on.
Yeah.
I think that goes back to something interesting you were saying about how it's maybe more difficult to establish yourself doing original songs. Because when you go see bands doing covers and they're, you know, okay musicians, that you can kind of get behind the song and it's easier to build a following like that. So how do you, or how are you trying to, you know, distinguish yourself?
Well, my thought behind that is being a cover artist is great.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get immediate money kind of, right?
Yeah.
So
I've
been asked to do buyers and stuff.
Yeah.
You want to play a 3-hour set, all covers, people like it.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. But it's one of those things you kind of just got to wait it out, because I put all my time that I would be putting in learning. There's a lot of time to perfect a song.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm learning someone else's song, 3 hours worth of it. Right. And then and getting strong with those songs and keep on rehearsing. That's a lot of time I'm taking out of my music. And for me, it's not about maybe making being famous.
Right.
But having my songs hopefully resonate with people and having people like my stuff.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that's where I come from. I'm not just a singer or something, you know.
Right,
I want to be able to tell the words and, like, people like the words, and I mean, I'd much rather put that in, not get as much money.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I don't know if I answered your question there.
Yeah, I like I that. Like, you know, you're saying it's interesting, like music as a time investment.
You know what? And it's nothing wrong. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that too, because some people are just musicians too, right?
Yeah.
And they get just as much joy out of, like, ripping the guitar.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And shredding.
Yeah.
I can't shred. So maybe that's why. I don't know. But for me, I think it comes down to, like, the words I'm actually saying, or the rhythm of the words. I like the rhythm of the words.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And so instead of thinking of my voice as an instrument or something, like, I think of it as just.
Yeah. It's like your personality.
Almost like, right? So that's my kind of the reason why I stick to what I do.
Yeah,
sure.
I think eventually, though, right? People are going to, like, the odd time you got to do a cover, right?
Yeah.
You throw it in there. People love covers. Like, I love covers. Don't get me wrong. Right?
Yeah.
You have to love covers. You love music. But it's one of those things that I'm sticking behind putting most of my energy in. I work full time.
Right. Yeah.
So most of my energy has to go into that afterwards.
Do you have a cover that you're awesome at?
Oh.
Go to.
Awesome. Any cover. You know, I do. I don't put any time into the cover. It's one of those things, though. Every song that's a good song is a catchy song.
Right.
Do you know, like, they all kind of follow that same, I don't know, either chord progression or trance.
Yeah,
you can
just,
you know, pick up a guitar and look it up on, you know, the phone and be like, all right, you can make it work. Am I great at it? No, I'm not great at it, but, like, I can make it work sometimes.
Yeah, it makes sense. What is your full-time job?
I'm a personal trainer.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm actually right now I'm not technically a personal trainer. So I was a freelance personal trainer.
Yep.
I'm working at Planet Fitness right now. So, like, I'm actually just a fitness instructor. So just in case my boss is listening, I'm not allowed to, like, call myself. But I was a personal trainer, a freelance. So I'd have my own clients.
Yep.
I traveled around Canada.
Okay.
With my buddies in the summer, which is really cool. And then I didn't have a job when I came back and I went into Planet Fitness. And they hired me on the spot, which is really great. I have a really cool boss. So I'm doing that right now.
Very cool.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
So that makes it increasingly difficult to sort of balance that and your musical endeavor.
Yeah, it is. But you know what? That's the thing. And that kind of the reason why I'm doing that, not just the personal training, because personal training, if you do it well enough, you put a lot of work into it, you're going to get some decent money behind it.
Right. Right. No, I get it.
But where I'm at right now, I know they're very flexible. So I'm going to Toronto on Thursday. I went to Nashville for a week. Like, they're very flexible and like supporting, right? So there's a good team behind it. So that's kind of half the battle, right?
That's great.
Absolutely. So interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. So we are, we're running up on time, but before we give you a chance to promote everything you want to promote and all that, what's next for you?
What's next? The album. I want to put out an album 2018, 100%. I'm going to be playing Canadian Music Week in Toronto. I'm trying to play as many places I can. That's going to allow me to play my original music.
Yep.
Right.
Collaborating with whoever wants to collaborate. I just, honestly, I'm just trying to build, build my name up around here, you know, just because I'd like to, you know, if I have a show, I'd like people to catch on to it and that sort of thing. So, I mean, just hopefully getting fans, people who like the music, right? That's always a hard thing to do. So it's like, you know what I mean? Like, it has to be good music, right? So that's my, I have to do that first, but,
once upon a time.
Just, you know, building myself up and being able to branch out easily.
Makes sense. Right? Yeah. So makes sense. All right. So with that, that's time. So what we'll do, you're going to play another song.
Yeah.
Okay.
Before that happens, let's give you a chance to promote anything you want to promote. So, again, the show coming up, Twitter handle, social media, go ahead.
Yeah. So right now you can find me anywhere at Patrick Rocks Music.
Okay.
On Facebook, Instagram, it's P Rocks Music on Twitter. I do have a show coming up on December 22nd, live on Elgin. Make sure to come. There's going to be some strong performers. So I'll be there, but there'll be good people as well. Okay. And it's a joke. definitely make sure to come. There'll be from 8 to 11. It's going to be $10 at the door. Support local music.
Not bad.
That's great.
Okay. Keegan, where can the listeners find us?
Our website is ottawhatpodcast.com. Someone tried to sell us ottawhat.com.
Yeah, that's
like a reseller, like some lady emailed us being like, hey, do you want to buy this domain that I just snatched?
Did we respond?
No. I wrote something really mean.
No. Did you? Good for you. No. Yeah.
So people can find us there, or you can search. I think if you just search ottawhat, we come up on everything because Rob's SEO magic is great. And we have a satire news site called Ottawa News where we write fake news.
Oh, you should.
The connotation.
You should work on that.
That is what people, anyone who talks to me about it, calls it fake news. So that's our brand officially now.
Stop. No, we can't do that.
We like saying satire, but that's what the people.
Modified news.
Yeah. Modified news.
Okay, I like that better. There you go. All right. Rob, did we miss anything?
No, you did great.
Oh, okay.
Not Keegan. You did great at mine.
Thanks, Dad. Pat, we'll give you a chance. We'll let you end the show by saying ottawhat, and then you'll play a song after.
Yeah.
All yours.
Ottawhat! I've been digging this one recently. It's called I Don't Want You to Go.
All right.
It's a love song. Stay with me tonight. We'll walk the beach and drink wine now. And fall asleep under the night sky. Oh, you life, and I can feel it in my bones. Part of you doesn't want to let go. And I see it when I dream. You say goodbye, I don't want you to leave. And it seems just a little crazy, I know. I don't want you to go. But you'll just pick up and leave. Change easy, but I know. But I don't want you to go. No, I don't want you to go. What can I say to make you stay with me? Oh, how can I change to make things the way they used to be? Yeah. 'Cause I feel it in my bones. Part of you doesn't want to let go. And I see it when I dream. You say goodbye, I don't want you to leave. And it seems just a little crazy. Well, I know, but I don't want you to go. No, I don't want you to go. No, I don't want you to go.
Yeah. Nice.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.